I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. On Tuesday, December 31st, in the afternoon, a driver accidentally drove their car into a garage in Bishop, California, off Hobson Street, rupturing a gas line and prompting an emergency response. The Inyo County Sheriff's Office, Bishop Police Department, Bishop Fire Department, CAL FIRE, and local gas company arrived swiftly to secure the scene and address the situation. Although the gas was promptly turned off, the strong odor of propane lingered in the air, causing concern among nearby residents. Fortunately, no injuries were reported, and the driver was confirmed to be okay. Photos of the damaged garage and gas line are available on the Sierra Wave Media Facebook page. Though the eighth vehicle fire of 2024 in Death Valley happened on December 29th, the fire began when the brakes of a tractor trailer overheated while descending nearly 5,000 vertical feet from the town pass on California State Route 190. Driver was cited for driving with a suspended license. This is the eighth vehicle fire of the year in Death Valley National Park and the sixth fire due to overheated brakes, said Mike Reynolds, superintendent of Death Valley National Park. We want to remind drivers of heavy vehicles to downshift on steep grades and consider pulling over to allow their brakes to cool down. Commercial trucks are not advised on California 190 due to the steep grades. Commercial trucks are prohibited on other roads within the Death Valley National Park. It was the National Park Service and Beatty firefighters who successfully extinguished this trailer fire in Death Valley. Staying in Death Valley, preservation specialists from the National Park Service are working to protect three historic wooden towers in Saline Valley. Additional work is planned for Tower Number 1, which was toppled in April of 2024. Saline Valley Salt Tram, listed on the National Register of Historic Places, was built by the Saline Valley Salt Company in 1911 to transport salt over the Inyo Mountains. While the first four towers are located within Death Valley National Park, most of the tramway crosses land managed by the Bureau of Land Management. Specialists from the MPS Historic Preservation Training Center recently used ropes, winches, and supports to pull two leaning towers back to vertical over the course of 1.5 days. Each tower was successfully repositioned. Once upright, the towers were stabilized with wooden braces. A third tower was disassembled and removed for more extensive repairs. The restoration team plans to return the repaired tower this spring. These towers had been leaning due to the effects of age and weathering, requiring immediate attention to preserve the integrity of this historic structure. This project is funded by the Inflation Reduction Act. Pictures of this can be seen at sierrawave.net or our Facebook and Instagram pages at Sierra Wave Media. Now we move to some sad news. Ian Chance Snyder was born in Bishop, California on December 24, 1985, and passed away in Bishop on December 24, 2024, leaving behind his family and friends who loved him so much. Growing up in Bishop, Ian was raised with a great love for outdoors. He was passionate about hunting, fishing, golfing, and skiing. He spent the majority of his youth exploring the Owens Valley from one end to the other on dirt roads, hiking trails, and ski runs, tempting fate with his sense of adventure and an eye for a little mischief. Funeral services for Ian will be held at Bishop Creek Community Church on Saturday, January 4th, 2025 at 11 a.m. with celebration of life to follow at the Bishop Country Club. In lieu of flowers, donations in Ian's memory can be made to the NRA or the charity of your choosing. Also passing just recently was Ronald Everett Barr from 1977 to 2024. He was a beloved husband, brother, and friend. Departed to meet Jesus on December 16, 2024. Everett, as he was known to everybody, was born in Colorado on August 28, 1977. He was a lifelong Bishop resident and spent most of his life on the Bishop Paiute Reservation. Everett loved fishing and all the wonderful outdoor activities this valley has to offer. Funeral service for Everett will be held on January 10th at 11 a.m. at Bruni Mortuary. Burial will be Saturday, January 11th at noon at Sunland Cemetery. For more on this obituary, please visit sierrawave.net. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you today's news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, we are the local community's news, and we thank you for listening.